Quick announcement. If you're struggling with a new health diagnosis or feeling overwhelmed by your chronic condition, the good news is you can start healing right now. Discover your next steps with the Healing Journey Quiz. In just 3 minutes, find out where you are on your healing path and what actions you can take to move forward. It's practical, straightforward, and designed specifically for anyone navigating health challenges. If you're ready to instigate your healing right now, visit hurdletohope.com/quiz. Remember Hurdle to Hope with the number 2. Also, you can click the link in the show notes below. So I really encourage you to take the quiz, and I can't wait to help you along your healing journey from today. Hey there, welcome to episode 9 of Wellbeing Interrupted. If we haven't met before, my name is Tisha, and today's episode we focus on this question: what illness or health condition is worse? And I'm not going to provide an answer. Instead, I want to use this episode to highlight why this type of thinking is really detrimental to everyone's quest for wellness, and why this podcast, Wellbeing Interrupted, and the courses, coaching, and workshops offered by Hurdle to Hope focus on the person regardless of what health challenge or illness they're dealing with. Welcome to Wellbeing Interrupted, the podcast dedicated to exploring the transformative power of a healing mindset. I'm Tisha Rose, your host and the founder of Hurdle to Hope. If you're on a quest to not just survive but thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, then you're definitely in the right place. Living with MS and now stage 4 breast cancer has taught me a vital lesson. In the face of a life-changing illness, our mindset is everything. Each week, I'll share insights, tips, and strategies to help you build a happier, healthier, more balanced life. So let's begin your journey from hurdle to hope, starting right now. Who would have thought social media comments can sometimes be detrimental to your well-being? So last year, I came across a post on an MS Facebook group, and the essence of it was that this person was so sick and tired of people living with cancer getting all of the support, and such levels of support and awareness were not the same for MS. It wasn't fair. She was over it. And I was so taken back by this comment. And after deleting my first response, I wrote a second one later that night. And I simply said that I live with stage 4 breast cancer and MS. And fortunately, I have amazing support for both illnesses. But as I reflected on this, I thought, why are we comparing? If you're not supported, let's focus on this and gain support for you. If MS doesn't have enough awareness, work on creating that awareness, advocate for it. But why be annoyed that a cancer patient in desperate need of support is receiving that support? There should be enough support for everyone, cancer, MS, and rare diseases that no one else knows about. And for what it's worth, I'm actually grateful that I have two popular diseases, MS and breast cancer. And I call them popular because compared to rare conditions, which I've learned a lot more about since starting Hurdle to Hope, there is a lot of awareness about MS and breast cancer. And with that awareness does come more funding to research and trials and all things like that. But even if we want to create awareness for rare conditions, which I do, and I certainly share posts about that, this shouldn't be at the expense of other conditions. It shouldn't be a competition between cancer, MS, or whatever else the condition is. And don't get me wrong, I think having organisations and groups for information and support for a specific illness is really beneficial. I know Breast Cancer Network Australia had excellent resources when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but it doesn't mean we can't learn from others with different conditions to our own. What I've discovered now and what I believe now is we can actually enhance our wellness through more compassion towards others living with the same or different illnesses, because our wellness, our well-being will benefit through the diversity of other people's health journeys. So if we want to live well, one of the most powerful things we can do is to be open to learning from each other. And I'm not just talking about other people with the same condition. And last week's episode, number 8, I talked about the importance of having an open mind to start your healing journey. So being open to what other people have experienced, being open to what other people recommend. So it's about shifting the focus onto the person and not just the disease, because there is so much we can learn from each other. And I'm not saying information is not power, because absolutely, learn about your condition. But what I'm really interested about on Wellbeing Interrupted and through the Hurdle to Hope programs is, how do you protect your own well-being when you enter in the world of cancer, MS, or whatever your condition is? So it's about finding that information, but protecting your own well-being. It's about learning from others with the same condition, but it's also protecting yourself in those conversations. For example, if someone's really negative about their situation, it's not bringing that negativity to your situation. If someone isn't responding to a certain medication, it's not assuming that is your experience as well. But it's also been open to the fact and the reality that people living with other conditions can still help you with insights. For instance, not everyone will experience the physical changes I've had to experience with breast cancer. So 2 single mastectomies for me, and dealing with the reality of a flat chest as a woman. Not everyone experiences the type of pain I experience with MS. However, many of us can relate to the broader challenges, such as your changes to our body image, or managing chronic pain, or dealing with the stress of medical appointments, which, as a quick update, I had my 3-monthly checkup with my oncologist this week and all the bloods were very positive, which is good. So remission continues. Sorry, as a side note. So these shared experiences with people with different conditions but similar experiences, these are the insights we can gain. And is these insights I share, even though I'm sharing them from my experiences with stage 4 breast cancer and MS, you can still apply these insights to your life with any health condition. So if you find yourself engaging in online forums, social media groups, Facebook groups, or in casual conversations, let's try to avoid comparisons of who has it worse. Instead, let's look for insights that can help us to move forward. If a discussion doesn't serve your well-being, it might be worth reconsidering your engagement with that group or platform. And that's what I did with that MS group. So many people agreed with that lady's comment. So many people were really frustrated about people living with cancer, like somehow they had it easier. And I thought, that's not the energy I need to be surrounded with. And now I just want to quickly touch upon the importance of kindness and compassion. So often we don't fully understand what someone else is going through. And for me, it would actually break my heart if someone diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer didn't reach out to me because they were worried that I'd be sitting there comparing their diagnosis to mine. You know, worried that I'd be saying, you can't be serious. You're worried about stage 1. I've got stage 4. But that's not the environment I want to create. If I'm to help others and if we're to help each other dealing with their own health condition, let's not be dismissive or judgmental. Every person's challenge is real and valid to them. And I promise I'll never be dismissive. If you're dealing with any challenge relating to your health that's impacting your life, then please always reach out. The Wellbeing Interrupted podcast is relevant to every health challenge. I talk about illnesses that have an impact on our lives. So any health condition that impacts your day-to-day life, that impacts your plans and dreams for the future, this podcast is for you. And from feedback, I know people are listening whose lives have been interrupted because of a loved one being diagnosed with a significant health challenge or because they work in the health sector. And they also want to know some of the insights to help people to embrace their life with their condition. So for whatever the reason you're listening, I am so glad that you are. And what I will continue to do through Wellbeing Interrupted and also the Hurdle to Hope services, which you can look at on hurdletohope2.com, so hurdletohope.com. What I'll be doing is focusing on the power of our mindset so you can have an impact on your experience with your illness, regardless of what condition it is. And as I've shared before, what being diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer has taught me is that our most powerful ally in our healing journey is our mindset. And it is the mindset shifts that I've learned in living with MS that have enabled me to embrace life with 2 significant illnesses. And just as a quick background, Hurdle to Hope nearly didn't happen because I was so worried about this whole comparison thing. So the week I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I'd actually created a course called Hurdle to Hope, Multiple Sclerosis, Harness Your Strength, Regain Your Power, Build Your Resilience. And it really focused on helping people with MS. When I was creating the course, I knew the Hurdle to Hope roadmap could help so many more people living with so many different conditions, but I was nervous. I thought, if I put this course out there, then people living with something like stage 4 breast cancer would think, what does she know? She lives with MS. I'm sure that's difficult, but she's not diagnosed with a terminal illness. And the fear of such comments and judgments stopped me from broadening my audience and made me think, no, I'll keep to MS and I'll share my insights with people who really need these. But it seemed wasted. The irony was, I was then diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and I used that exact course, all the workbooks and all the activities in my life with stage 4 breast cancer, and every activity, every insight has helped me. And that's why I'm so passionate about not comparing illnesses, because of course they're all unique. Of course we need to find out about our conditions through the right resources, because information is power and we need to own what's happening to us and be part of the decision-making process. Absolutely. But that doesn't mean we can't learn from others with different health conditions. So the reality is, my younger self dealing with MS for years and years and years and gaining all of these insights has helped me in my 40s now dealing with another massive challenge. So it's that realization that gives me so much confidence that sharing my insights on this podcast, in the courses and coaching I offer, will help you as well, regardless of your conditions. And what I'm excited about from a selfish stance or personal stance is I'm going to learn so much from you as well, because your condition may be completely different to mine. But that's not to stop you from sharing insights that will help me to embrace my life and continue on my healing journey as well. So a short and punchy episode today, but an important one. Because in today's episode, we've really looked at this question, which illness or health condition is worse? We've unpacked it, and hopefully you agree. If you don't, that's absolutely fine. Send me a message. But hopefully we agree that comparing health conditions certainly doesn't help us on our wellness journeys. So we've discussed the negative impact of comparing illnesses on social media, emphasized the importance and the benefits of learning from diverse health experiences and fostering compassion towards each other, also highlighted the Wellbeing Interrupted podcast's universal relevance to anyone facing health challenges, regardless of what that illness is. But finally, I want to give you a challenge. If over the next week or weeks or months you catch yourself comparing health conditions, it might be saying in your mind, no, mine's not as bad as hers, or it might be, what would she know? She hasn't have to deal with what I'm going through. Whatever way you're comparing, instead of doing that, be open to learning from that person's experience. And try and play your role in creating more compassionate and supportive communities in Facebook groups, forums, or wherever people gather to chat. So where to from here?
It's been a busy week in our house. While Andrew, my partner, has been up at our beautiful block to ensure all was okay with the bushfires here in Victoria, Australia. Thank goodness everything was fine. But I've been working on a quiz, and it's not just any quiz. It's called the Healing Journey Quiz, and it's very intentional because I'm so passionate in helping you start your own healing journey. And this quiz only takes a few minutes. It helps me find out more about you, but it also helps me to suggest what mindset shifts you can start making now to have an impact on your experience with your own health challenge. And remember, regardless of what challenge you're dealing with, this quiz, the insights I share with you will help. And then in next week's podcast episode, I'll go through this quiz in detail. So if you want to get a head start, go to hurdletohope.com/quiz. Remember, Hurdle to Hope is with the number 2. I'll also put it in the show notes of this episode. And when you complete the quiz, I'll send you different resources, insights, activities that are tailored to where you are right now and what you can do to start moving forward. So hopefully you have a great week coming up. If you want to reach out, please do email me, Teisha, T-E-I-S-H-A, at hurdletohope.com. You can also go to the Hurdle to Hope website. You can contact me through the Contact Us button there. You can sign up for the quiz on the website as well. And I mentioned earlier in the episode, if you are someone providing support to a loved one living with an illness, also reach out and let me know. I'm currently putting together some resources and a course focusing on that experience. Also, if you're an allied health professional, I'm actually doing workshops to help apply the Hurdle to Hope roadmap to what you are doing to support us living with health conditions. So I'm broadening what Hurdle to Hope is all about because I truly believe if we are to live well with a health condition, then it's not just about us, it's about our supports and helping them support us better and also helping the practitioners working with us. So any questions, reach out. Otherwise, I look forward to chatting to you next week when we chat all things Healing Journey Quiz. See you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me today on Wellbeing Interrupted. If today's episode inspired you or you think it could help others, please share it by tagging at Hurdle to Hope in your Instagram stories or just by telling a friend about it. To spread our message of healing and hope to those who need it most, your ratings and reviews are invaluable. By taking a moment to rate and review on your listening platform, you help us attract inspiring guests and create content that empowers all of us to thrive. Don't forget to follow me on at Hurdle to Hope for more insights. I'd love to see you there. Always remember, to thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, your mindset is everything.